You restore him completely, Father, and declare the blood of Jesus saturate him through and through, and take care of this once and for all. We thank you, God. Okay, we got some people back there. Anyone else want to read what you wrote down? A couple guys, maybe. A couple burly guys. Nobody wants to read. Did you want me to go back to the Jesus picture with the sword in his hand?
Power, compassion, strength, healing, beauty, and safety.
Any more? It's cool to hear. Come on up.
For love, I have enduring, overcoming, surprising, rewarding, growing. For Jesus, I have surprising, new things, invigorating, challenging, and wonderful.
Okay, she said enduring. This is no matter what's going on. Here comes Candy. No matter what's going on, love keeps going. That's a good word right there. Love endures no matter what comes up against it.
I believe that God has given us love for hope, healing, a future, and he has a destiny for us.
Yes. Here we go. Okay.
Love feeds, feels, touches. Jesus strengthens, encourages. Love listens. Love rejoices in other people's success. Jesus knows. Jesus cares.
And I want to say, love is beautiful flowers and that kind of thing, too. It really, really is. Just wanted to point out the more.
I just got a picture. I was thinking over there what I could write down, and it just, like, it popped in my head. I didn't have to think. My mind went blank. And I got this picture. You know how when you're younger and you have a nightmare, and daddy comes in the room and he chases it away? You know, I just, it gave me tears, man, because I just got that. He chases it away. He chases the nightmare away. Looks under your bed, peeks in your closet, tells you everything's going to be okay, gives you a big hug and makes you feel comfortable. And sometimes he might even stay there with you and go, so you can go back to sleep. Yeah. I got that feeling right now, man. And I just, yeah. It was great. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. the prayers. Can you guys come up here if you're available? If you're back there with Mike, then go for it. Bless the EMT. Thank you, Jesus. He's got a big smile on his face. Sweet smile too. Okay. I'm going to have you guys stand up again. It's getting late, so just shake a little bit. But we're just going to contend with the Lord for this love to come. And I just have a few things to pray over you. And if you guys would be open to me passing the mic for you to declare over them too, would you guys? Okay. We were going to pray for healing tonight. Awesome. We're going to contend for that for everyone. And what's that? Oh, yeah. Can maybe one or two of you come over this way? They said they feel left out over this way. Hey, Eric Williams, can you come up here? Okay, let me put this away. Let's call on him again. Let's just open up our hearts. Let's open up our eyes and see. God, we love you, and we want your love to penetrate and permeate every part of us, God. Thank you. Oh, God, we love you. 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 God, it's your love that we need. It's your love that we need. We want to be filled up with your love. Thank you, God. Oh, love come. Love come and saturate us. Love come and saturate everyone listening. Love come and destroy any darkness, destroy any sickness in this room and any mindset that's not of you, God. I am asking even the minds that are having a hard time just shifting over, God, to thinking more, to thinking on you more, God, to thinking higher. I am asking for that to break off right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. God, that you come through the clouds. You are a raging fire. Let this be the reality of everyone in here on a constant basis, that we are walking love pillars of flame, of fire, God, that we are walking pillars of flaming love fire. I ask in the name of Jesus that we are all like this everywhere we go, God. I just declare that over us there is no apology in any of us for loving on people. For walking up and declaring your healing, God, your power, your love to come into a life and transform it. God, give us your heart. Give us your heart. Give all of us your heart. Oh, thank you. Let us see the man Jesus and fall in love with Jesus like we never imagined we could. Oh, open our eyes to see Jesus, to see his beauty, to see his glory, to see his fire. I ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, come. Come and open up our eyes. Come and fill us up in this room. Let an explosion of your love come and saturate us in this place, God. Let this volcano of molten lava come and pour over us, God, changing our atmosphere, changing our landscape, God. Oh, Father, I ask, God, that you build us higher and higher and higher. God, let your wind come again. I'm asking again, let your wind blow through our garden, God. Let your wind blow all over us, God. This is your wind. It gets rid of things, and it blows and stirs up the perfume in us. And that's not a feminine thing. It's a good smell. It's something you like. I want to say this over you guys. If you feel like you've been crushed, if you feel like you've been crushed, or you're being crushed, just realize this, you've got to get this, that roses are crushed to make perfume. Let it be a sweet perfume. Let the residue, let the result of this just come up to the Lord as a sweet perfume. Worship him in this time. If you're feeling crushed, worship him. This will be a sweet smell in his nostrils, and he'll reward you for it. He will. Your life will become richer. And it will be filled with this perfume. Filled with this perfume. On that note, I would even say, crush me, God, like a rose. Crush me, God, that my perfume would rise up to you, that my life would be filled with perfume, and this smell would get on you, God, and you would wear me like a garment. You would wear me like a garment, like a sweet perfume all around. This is an awesome relationship. This is what you want with us. God, let us get a revelation of this. Oh, God, give us a revelation of this. Thank you, God. Hey, Matt, could you pray?
I want all of us, if we could, just to start praying in the Spirit. I just feel like we need to engage God. Because I just believe he doesn't want passivity here, because he wants to touch every single one of us tonight. His love is so great that he wants to touch every single person that needs it tonight. So let's not miss it. So just start praying in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Even more, Lord. Even more. Pour out heaven in this place tonight, God. Pour out heaven in this place tonight, Lord. Father, we call forth your presence. We love you, God. We want you. Holy Spirit, I ask you for the spirit of deliverance to come in this place tonight, Lord. That you would come and that you would deliver us, God, from perpetual sin that keeps us in bondage, God. That you would deliver us from compromise, Father, in the secret places, Jesus. That you would remove everything that would hinder love in our hearts, God, towards you. We want uninhibited face-to-face communion with you, God. And we're asking you now to come and destroy every work of the devil, God. Destroy every work that would hinder love in you, God, or in us, God. And I'm just asking you, God, for a spirit of deliverance in this place tonight, Lord. A spirit of healing, God. A spirit of freedom, because where you are, there is freedom, Lord. And I ask you, God, just to let us comprehend, let us understand, let us just receive the fullness of your love, God. God, we call forth your justice in this place tonight, God. You having your way is justice, Jesus. Everything you do is justice, Jesus. So we call forth that justice into this place and we say, deliver broken people, God. We ask you healing in their hearts, God. Healing in our minds, Father. Changing of mindsets, God. Changing of the old mindsets. We call forth a deliverance in Jesus' name. We call forth your love just to saturate, God. And just to remove everything that would hinder you, Jesus. We're asking you to come in fire tonight, right now. We just call forth your fire right now. Fire from heaven, Jesus. We call forth your Holy Spirit, God. Let a mighty baptism come upon this place tonight, God. We're asking you for the greater glory tonight, God. We're not going to rest content with what we've had, Lord. We ask you for a greater glory to come into this place tonight, Lord. Let the heavy, weighty Shekinah presence come into this place tonight in Jesus' name, where people just sovereignly get healed, sovereignly get delivered, Lord. We're asking you, come in power, come in might, Holy Spirit, as we engage heaven. We say, come, Holy Spirit.
I just want to come against any fear. Father, you are perfect love. And we need a greater revelation of your love, Father God. Show us your heart, Father. Take us deeper into those places in your heart, Father. We need more of you, Father God. We can't do anything without you. Oh, we are your bride. Oh, we need more of you, Jesus. We need more. It's not enough. It's not enough, oh God. Oh, more of your love, oh God. More of your healing, oh God. More of your revelation, oh God. Lavish us, oh God, with your oil, oh God. Oh, Jesus, just come, Holy Spirit, come. Come and minister to those, oh God, who do not know you. More fire, Holy Spirit. More holy, holy fire. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Touch everyone here, oh God. We're crying from our hearts, Lord. We're crying from our hearts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Huria saraba sandaraba korea sandirioso. Sha sandirioso ndereba karaba. Oh, pour out more, Father. More, 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 more. We're hungry for more of you, Father. More revelation, Father. It's not enough. It's not enough. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
It's an endless supply, an endless supply. God is matchless. He is an ocean without a shore. He created the universe. There is an endless supply. We can't ask too much. We just can't. There's so much more. There's so much more to know. There's so much more of him to pour out. We just contend with you, God. We want the glory to come into this room. We want your love to absolutely penetrate us. Everyone listening on podcast, that you would fill that car up right now, that you would fill it up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
Lord God, well, I just want to tell you guys how amazing like you guys are. God wants to tell you guys how amazing you guys are. In the times that we feel we're not amazing, God thinks you are so awesome. You're so amazing. He thinks you're spectacular. He created you in his image, and he just loves you so much. And I just pray for joy. I prayed this before, but I just want joy to come out through this whole room. Because, you know, even like in times where I'm like feeling like, you know, I just don't feel like joyful or anything. I just kind of feel down. But I can still, I've heard stories that, you know, God can even, God touches people's lives that have like, you know, if someone's going through a hard time and stuff, but they can still reach out and touch someone's life no matter what. And God really touches them, and it's like, whoa. So I am just praying for just extravagant joy. I just pray for God just to touch you guys so much, because he is a million, kajillion, bajillion. There's not even a number how many times greater we think he really is, and we think he's so amazing right now. He's greater than that. So, Lord, we just pray for more joy, God. We just pray for each and every one of them, everyone here, God, to just know how awesome they are, Lord God, how amazing they are, Lord Jesus, God, and how much you love them, God, and just more fire, God, to come down, more fire and inner healing, Lord Jesus, inner healing inside of them, Lord God. If there's anything that's hindering, God, I pray that it just be broken off, Lord God. Tonight will be the night, God, to be broken off, Lord Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that these walls would be broken down, Lord God, and all this joy would just come up through them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, I ask that you would open up the heavens over us right now. I ask, God, that we would experience a portal from heaven. Lord, that angels would begin to ascend and descend upon us. I'm asking, Lord, for those that have been in an intensified time of warfare in their life, that you would send forth heavenly hosts, warfare angels, God, being released upon people right now that would help them, God, that would begin to bring deliverance, that would begin to bring healing in their lives, that would begin to fight the battle for them in the name of Jesus. We just pray even for our brother tonight, God, that you would give him a sound mind, God. We pray, Lord, that you would heal his blood sugar. And God, that he would be released from the hospital in a timely fashion. In Jesus' name.
Okay, I want to declare again the glory of God. I want to say over everyone in here, and everyone listening, that even if you have a place where you haven't just clicked over, that you will click over to where you're extending your heart more than you ever could before, than you ever did before, that you just jump over the edge. I declare faith over you, faith in your heart to just reach out and take him, to just reach out and walk in joy like you have never walked in before. This joy is a constant. It gives you strength. This is the joy of the Lord. All of these fruits of the Spirit are together. They're all intertwining. And the joy of the Lord is ours. It's ours. It belongs to us. We should be the most joyful people on planet Earth. And we can be. We really can. We actually can. But we've got to reach out and just have a little more step of faith sometimes. I declare that stamina over you. I declare the glory of God come and just extend your heart for you. That you would just jump in. Dive in. That you would jump in. Dive in with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul into this sea of love and be completely lost in the name of Jesus. We're going to have Andrew pray over us, joy. If you could put some kind of a cool upbeat CD on, that'd be cool. He's going to pray over us, and then we're going to just go into a time of prayer if you want to be in a prayer line.
I'm just feeling like there's been some hard times in our lives regarding relationships, and that I'm hearing from the loudspeaker, peacemakers. Peacemakers this week. This week is our week to shine. Tonight is our moment to shine, to be empowered by the Holy Ghost up here, and it's our decision to walk in that faith. It's our decision to be empowered by the Spirit. So I'm seeing also, I'm hearing Joy Saloon. Joy Saloon up here. See. So tonight, it's about getting empowered. This is for you. There's no chance that you just showed up tonight. We have a job to do, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, to be peacemakers, whether it's at the job, wherever it is we go, to make his love and glory known. That's our task.
So freedom over you. If you want one of us up here to pray for you, we're not even gonna listen to a whole long story, not in this prayer line anyway. Just come on up and say, yeah, I'd like prayer for this. We're going to just blast you with some prayer. Get your heart in alignment and agree with us. And God's going to do something for you. He really is. It's his heart to do something. Just come with faith. We just thank you, God, for your finished work of the cross. We thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you.